Blog Talk Radio.
A little over a year ago, I was in bondage. Now I'm back out here reaping the blessings and getting the benefits that go along with everything that's out here for kings like us. The reason why we like this jewelry and this diamonds and stuff and they don't understand is because we really from Africa and that's where all this stuff come from and we originate from kings, you know what I'm saying? So don't look down on the youngsters because they want to have shiny things in our genes. You know what I'm saying? We just don't all know our history, so.
Boy, I tell you, geez, that don't call me old God. That called me old God. That's not what I wanted to play, y'all. I don't know why. That's what
we don't own the rights to music.
Yeah, we don't own no rights to anything on that one there, you know. I only own up to playing that one for real.
We don't even want to own the rights to Boogie over there.
Yeah, he know why. That started off right. We own the rights to Boogie over there. So
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Cocaine quarter piece got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, no ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yoshi, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your fucking head. This that puts the kids to bed. This that I got realness. I just kill shit, cause it's in my DNA. I got millions, I got...
Yeah, we got real stuff. We got real things all inside IDNA. What's happening, folks? Welcome to the Thursday / Friday edition of Kill's Corner. Y'all talking about, hey, I don't know why, but I got a feeling this show going to be that show that really carries the show. You're talking about, man, listen. Listen, had a great time yesterday, Treece. The job had our little Christmas gift exchange and get together, whatever you want to call it. And I'm telling you, it was cool. It was real cool, you know, socializing with the coworkers, you know, because sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day work procedures and, you know, and all that to the point where we lose sight of, I work with human beings. I work with people. You know what I mean? So it was good to have a chance to get together and everyone conversate and enjoy each other's presence and, you know, have a few laughs and all of that. So, you know, kudos to the folks I work with. Happy holidays to everyone. I was just telling Treece, I have been so tied up and caught up, I forgot that Christmas is this weekend. Christmas is this weekend. So we're going to try to play all Christmas songs from this point. Y'all know me, though. What I'm feeling, I play, you know. That's why we always going over, because I feel it. So I'm just letting it run however it do what it do.
Right.
How have your last 2 days been, Tree? Besides you blowing up. Hey, look, I'm going to need the ball about 1,000, man. That's that bad. Pay about $1,000.
You said what?
I'm going to need to borrow about $1,000. Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know what? I cannot wait. I cannot wait,
hey.
Y'all. I ain't been doing nothing but selling. I'm just selling stuff. That's all.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, y'all. Stop being all humble, y'all. Get that money loose, huh?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, look, like boy,
let me tell you,
when
somebody puts you on the spot like that, you be like, wait, what?
Nah, let it snow, Joe. Let it snow.
So listen, I can't with him, y'all. I can't, I love you. Just know that. Just know that. Genuinely, because I had a brother, but he passed away. So I have brothers because my husband, his friends, and he got a biological brother, but I don't have my biological brother, so I consider you a brother. So I can,
fuss
and we can, fight and, tear each other head off, but we still love each other at the end of the day, right?
Oh, so, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We love each other at the end of the
day.
Yes,
we do.
You know what I mean?
Yes, because
exactly.
You know what?
Well, I know I do.
Because
I may be talking
real.
To you days. Well, I know I love you at the end
no.
of the day. I feel like I can say that you love me back.
Yeah, because you know what? It was real coming into the door. So anything that's real, you can have your bumps, your bruises, your along the way. But when it's real, it's going to remain real. So, hey, I'm going to tell y'all, get you some real. Get you some real.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
Get you some
real. Life
is
going to have some ups and downs. Life is going to have some ups and downs. Them as streets like to say, wait a minute. Life going to have them. Life is going to have them. So you better have you some real where y'all can move on. Go ahead, sis. I didn't get that part out there.
No, I love that. I love that you even brought that up. But because, I've been doing a lot on TNT fashions and things, and I'm glad, that you brought that up for me because I wouldn't have never – I always wait until the you play the music, and then I just tell the online people because I try not to bring, my stuff into, Kale's Corner. I try to keep it separate. To keep the level of respect there. But I want everybody to know on Kale's Corner that I do have a store and that I am an entrepreneur, and that's what I do on my weekends and I do on, days. I do every day except for Saturday. I don't really work on Saturday. So, but this is what I do, and I sell my stuff, and I try to keep it at a reasonable price, and I try to make sure that everybody feel good when they wear my things that I sell. Because if it's not right, I feel like they can bring it back to me, and I'll exchange it out because that's just who I am. You know, Kel, that's just who I am.
Yes, I do. Trust me. I bought a Gucci belt trying to be cute, y'all. I bought a belt trying to be cute. Knowing my big can is over XXX. And I tried to get a little X. Y'all, look, I held my breath. I bent over. I turned around, twisted my waist. Everything. And it was nothing worth it. Three looked at me and said, hey, bro, you need a bigger size.
Just bring it back. Come on, just bring it back.
Not only will she work with you, she's going to shoot that truth. You're talking about...
Because if you can't fit it, or if it's too big, it's too big. Come on.
You know what I'm talking about? So,
I love everybody.
I got caught
up. TNT fashions guy.
Yes. Okay, y'all. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, girl, I almost forgot why we running out of mind.
I know, right?
On today's episode... Yes, we will discuss the NBA's 2023 nominees for their Hall of Fame. All right. As we read over the list, I want to know, do you guys have a problem with any of these nominees, with the presentations or anything like that? I'll wait till we get into it to discuss, to say what it is that I feel. But it's a good list. It's a good list, and we'll go over it. It's almost time for college football bowl seasons, and I can't wait. We're going to take a close look at each bowl game, and I'm going to ask you guys one time and one time only, who winning and why you think so. That's it. That's all. Who will win their bowl game and why you think so. All right? All right. Attention in the house on the corner. Lady T brings us her week 16 version of Lady T's picks. All right? This week 16, what y'all going to do? You know what I mean? Hey, listen.
Yes.
If you haven't won yet, it's time for you to do what you got to do to win. All right? If you have not won yet, it's time for you to do what you got to do to win. Okay? And we're also going to discuss this week 16 of football for the first time in a long time. You know, my co-host and I are dueling it out. You know what I mean? Her team gets my team gets her team type situation. You know what I mean? So y'all stick around because I think this conversation is going to be a little energetic, I will say. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So listen, we want y'all to join myself, DMV Kale, and all our in-studio guests live at 563-999-3782 or you can join Lady T and all of our online corner crew, the online corner crew. That's my Betty and them. Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell you, my Betty. My Betty trouble. Hey, she is trouble. She be trying to stop
her. Let me tell you what happened to her. So, you know, Tuesday we was talking about boxing, right?
Yes.
And she said, be his she wrote down, if I get in the ring, if he asks me to fight, I'd beat his old butt. Beat his old butt, right?
Talking about Pacquiao.
They put her in jail. They put her in jail for writing that.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She almost couldn't beat him today.
They put her in Facebook jail?
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Hey, you know what? All jokes aside, one time I was chatting to Keela, and Keela was like, "Dad, that's something," and I said, "I'm gonna whoop your butt," and they put me in jail, and I was like,
see?
"Do y'all know that's my daughter? I'm joking with my daughter." All the stuff I see on Facebook that is offensive or grotesque in nature, y'all do nothing about. But a joke with my daughter and I get put in Facebook jail, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So my baddie out now, right?
No, she right. She here.
She's out of Facebook jail.
Yeah, she out.
Okay. Wow. I cannot believe that. I cannot. But
and
you know what?
And look, she texted me her pics. Because she didn't know if she was going to be able to be on the show or not because she was still in jail. She was still in Facebook jail, right?
Stop laughing. Stop laughing.
Hey, my mother was hot. When I tell you she was hot, she was hot.
I'm mad for her. I
put
him on. I
put him on Facebook already. But she's here, but I put him on Facebook already in case we get disconnected or something.
Wow, yeah.
Love you, Mom. We love
you, Kale
Corner.
Yes, we do, my baddie. Yes, and I'm so sorry that they took our joke as a serious threat. That's crazy.
Yep.
That is crazy. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm telling you, hey, listen, all I'm going to say is this. That devil has no lows, for real.
Oh,
he come in and mess with you and try to get you off in any way that he can. But we ain't tripping. You know why?
Nope.
Because DMV and DMV Kale and Lady T gonna be who we be, and y'all gonna be on the corner with us for real. You know what I'm talking about? But we ain't tripping off that mess. We ain't tripping off that mess at all. Again, our number 563-999-3782, or you can go on Facebook Live at Kills Corner. And, get out with the Corner Crew and Lady T and everybody. And, you know, come on and enjoy this sports journey. That's what we'll call it, the sports journey. You know what I'm talking about? That's a good thing. Man, I can't believe that. My Betty, I hope this cheer you up. This one's for you. This one is for my Betty. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Christmas, for those who don't know, I think everybody know that. We all die old school here, so that ain't nothing new to us. These 2023 NBA Legends Hall of Famer nominees, okay? We got, now, the first four are first-time nominees, so we're going to go through the first four to get these guys out of the way. We have of the Dallas Mavericks, Dirk Nowitzki. We have Dwayne Wade, Paul Gasol, and Tony Parker. Those are our four first-timers. Now, we also have Chauncey Billups, who should have been in, y'all. He should have been in. Tim Hardaway Sr., Amari Stoudemire, Detlef Schrempf, and Sean Kemp, another individual in my book who should have been in, Sean Kemp. It shouldn't even be, it's no question to that. He should have been in already. Chauncey Billups should have been in already. The only person that I really and truly have, I don't know, or thought of, well, maybe about, is Amari Stoudemire. You know, so when we come to you, if you got something that I'm missing or something that'll help solidify Stoudemire's position, please share it with us here on the corner, because I'm like, Amari Stoudemire, he was a good player. I'm not going to say he wasn't a good player, but was he really a Hall of Famer in my book? And I'm trying to remember the games of Amari and all that he contributes, and I don't know. I just don't know. It just falls short to me. What about you, Tree?
I mean, I'm trying to, like, even when you was reading off everything that you was reading off, and I was going, Amari Stoudemire, like, okay. I know he was a good player, but I know he made it All-Stars, you know. I know he, you know, he did a lot of individual things.
Right.
He got a lot of, but I'm trying to figure out, because he was on so many different teams. So I'm trying to figure out, because he was a good player, like for real. He was a really good player, because I'm trying to look up his stats and look up a lot of stuff about him.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ain't jumping out. Like, it ain't jump out like, ooh, he did that. Good Lord. And he did that. He did this. And he did. He just was a good player. Like, maybe if he was on, I ain't going to speculate. I don't know. He was a six-time NBA All-Star. That's all I got.
We got to remember, Amari Stoudemire was, like, caught up in that Jordan era. And
hey,
a lot.
He just got arrested.
He just what?
For
oh, wow.
Allegedly, I'm just gonna say allegedly because all the proof ain't out there, and all the evidence ain't been, you know, the investigation is still ongoing, and so they haven't been putting out a lot of. They just been putting out what they think happened, and they said he punched his daughter in the face. So
oh wow,
I don't know.
Oh wow,
I don't know. That's what we don't know if that's fact or fiction. We don't know.
Yeah. We're gonna get all the details on that, and then we'll report that. But I really hope that is not the truth. I have a daughter, and I can't see any reason that would lead to me punching my daughter in her face. So you know. We're going to pray about that. We're going to go on to that. Let's go to the phones. Let's bring our man Cap in. What's up, Cap?
Hey, Cap.
Cal's Corner family, how y'all doing?
All right.
Man, everything is good. Everything is good.
All right.
Amari Stoudemire, what are we missing with him? What are we missing?
You know the reason why y'all can't recall? Because it ain't nothing to recall.
As I clear my throat.
Stoudemire was above pedestrian. He was okay.
Can we not call names? Cap, can we not call names? This has been for a long time.
That's not a name. I said he's above pedestrian. Pedestrian means you're a regular guy.
Oh, you said bum. I thought you said bum.
No.
I apologize.
No, you good? No. No, I said he's above pedestrian, meaning he was right above the average player.
You know,
he had a couple baseline moves. No perimeter game. No perimeter game. Can't put the ball on the. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a glorified role player in my book.
Cap, my mama told me if I didn't have anything nice to say, to be quiet. But I can't be quiet because we're on the air.
Right.
So I have to say something.
Right. And I was calling to ask the questions, so I gotta give a report.
Okay. Okay, Cap. If we go from that point of view that you just made above pedestrian, then what is it about him that even brings him into this conversation? Who's that?
He had games where, you know, he was like, wow. You know what I mean? He had games like that, not years, in my opinion.
Okay.
And then he was like a journeyman.
Okay.
Too. So, like, if he could get me 25-10 for, like, four straight years, you feel me, and won a championship or at least got close, like, he
got
no,
close.
He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he the one that did.
All right, let's take it.
Thanks, lady. Thanks.
But that's a good. That's a good. What do I say? Definition of Amari Stoudemire. I'm not going to knock that. I can ride with that. I can ride with that. And you didn't call him any names, so you satisfied Lady T. The Lady T side of Kale's Corner. It's satisfied.
Yeah.
Y'all know quickly, kill don't kill. You know what I mean? Let's go to my man 57. 57, how you doing, bro?
Hello. Hello, folks. How y'all doing this evening?
All right. Hey, what's up, 57? What up with you?
Not much. I have to come in here and disagree with y'all today on this one right here. Antoine Stoudemire was a good player. He won Rookie of the Year. Amari Stoudemire. He won Rookie of the Year in 2003 when he played with the Phoenix Suns. He only played with two teams. That was the Phoenix Suns and the New York Knicks. He was a high flyer. He was a good player. Well, I only remember him playing with two teams. And I know he played with the Phoenix Suns from 2003 to, I think, 2010 or something like that. And then the New York Knicks offered him a whole lot of money.
The New York Knicks, the Dallas Mavericks, the Miami Heat, and then he went over to.
I don't remember those teams That might have been until the last part of his career. But when he played with the Phoenix Suns and the New York Knicks, he was a great player. He was a great player. The New York Knicks offered him a whole lot of money. So I'm just saying, everybody entitled to their opinion, and I'm not, you know, saying, an opinion is an opinion. But to me, those two teams he played with, he was a great player. I can see him going to Hall of Fame. I have no problem with it.
Okay. Can I jump in there right quick again, please, real quick?
Go ahead.
Come on,
Kat.
All right. He was hurt a lot. He only played in the 82-game season twice. He only played twice. He averaged 25 one year, 25 the other year. You got a 23 and a 21, but he only played 50 games. So he was spotty, like I said. He was up and down. He'd wow you with some high-flying stuff, and then, you know, he'd be hurt for, like, almost like an Anthony Davis type of deal. You feel me? Like, he didn't give you nothing consistent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He made six All-Star appearances. He was an All-Star NBA team five times. He was also on the first team in 2007. He won NBA Rookie of the Year. That's not a spotty player, bro.
That was in 2003.
You said he made five.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just looking at his whole career. What he amassed his whole career. That's not a spotty player. A spotty player does not win six. Does not win or have the production that he did throughout his career as a spotty player. That's all I'm saying.
14 years he played.
That's the way I'm looking at it.
Yeah, but he played four.
Well, you got a whole lot of people stay out there a whole lot of time. You know, I mean, LeBron been out there 20 years. He ain't lighting the league up no more.
Right.
You know, some people stay past their prime.
14, you're not that good.
Maybe, look, I'm just saying, some people stay past their prime. Like Sis just said, I didn't know he played with the Miami Heat and the Dallas Mavericks.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember him playing with the Phoenix Suns and the New York Knicks when he was lighting the league up. He was lighting the league up. He was a great player.
And even when he played with Dallas, Dallas Mavericks, when he played with Dallas, he was just on their roster, and then he didn't play.
I don't remember that time.
Yeah, they waived him, and then he went to Miami Heat and played with them for a year, and then
Miami. What's the guy, the oldest player in the NBA right now, playing in Miami? Yeah.
You guys can't hear me?
I couldn't. I didn't.
Okay. All right. No problem.
I hear you now. I didn't at first.
That's Amari Stoudemire. What about Chauncey Billups, Tim Hardaway Sr., Detlef Schrempf, and Sean Kemp? I believe Chauncey Billups should have been in. He should have been in the Hall of Fame already. Detlef Schrempf, though he wasn't that always exciting us type player, Detlef Schrempf played some good basketball. And Sean Kemp, Sean Kemp. I mean, he was high flying slammer jammer before Mike. You know. I'll say during the what's the boy's name, man, that played with Atlanta? Wilkins, Dominique. He was in battle with Dominique. You know, it's like, why is this man just being nominated? Is it because of the personal issues? As far as you know, we all know Sean Kemp had a rack of kids. So is it the personal off the court issues that has kept this man out, or what? You know,
it could be all the above.
I don't think that's fair. Do you?
I mean, no, but it's gonna stay that way because the same people got to vote. It's gonna be that way until those people give up even. I don't mean to say it sounds so harsh, but die off because they keep it until they die off. And then once they die off, and then, you know, somebody else take old take their place. So it's just what it is.
Right. Yeah. And I kind of agree, because if you watch their press conferences, the guy go out there and he plays ball, and the first thing they ask him when he steps up to the podium about his personal problems, not about what he did on the court or on the field.
Yep. Right.
We want to know about how you're going to get out of this right here, you know, and that's why you see so many. Can we talk football? That's what you're supposed to be asking me about, not my personal business. Sean Kemp had 100 kids.
And to 57 point, and if you get up there, and if you ask me that question, and then I done lost the game already, right? And then you get up there and you want to ask me all them questions. And if I tell you, I'm about to kick your drawers in your butt, and I'm telling you something, and then you're going to be looking at me sideways. Because that ain't what I'm up here for.
Well,
my contract don't say I need to come up here and answer no questions about my personal life. It say I need to answer questions about what happened just now on the court. Period.
All I'm going to say is the media is going to do what they do, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
We all know that. We're all aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as easy to say next question and move on than to give them more clickbait, meaning something to write to have everybody reading their article. Just, for example, they were asking Lady T about a extra relationship that she had, and if you just say next question and move on, or if you go into, man, you asked me about kick your drawers into the high pot, they're gonna have all type of speculation and ongoing thought of what it is that you're trying to say, and that what your behavior told them. Then if you just say
I agree, but listen. When you say, I've seen it. I've seen it done with Kyrie recently. When you say, we're not talking about next question. I'm not here for that. Next question. Guess what? The next person who asks the question, they're going to ask that same question just a different way. I'm just going to beat you to the punchline right now. I'm right here. I'm a nip it in the bud right here, right now. Listen, I'm not here for that. And if that's all the questions y'all have a good day.
As a professional, next question is universal. That joint go all around, and it can apply to anyone. So that's cool. But I do feel what you're saying. It can get irritating. It can get on your nerves. I do understand that. I really do. Let's bring in Brother Darius. What's up, Darius?
Hey, Darius.
How y'all doing? How everybody doing?
What's
all right.
up, D?
That's great. What do you feel about this Hall of Fame nominee list?
I'm gonna have to agree with my uncle on the start of my situation. I heard y'all speaking on that one. I'm gonna definitely have to. I don't know.
What's up, nephew?
Whatever y'all smoke is something real good. If y'all forgot about what that man is out there doing. But I heard you want to talk on the Chauncey Billups situation. Right now in the NBA, right now, I'm talking like literally right now, it's probably seven Hall of Famers over him right now. So, I mean, I wouldn't put Chauncey Billups in. I don't know what you've seen or what you think, like, he was doing to make him a Hall of Fame, but he's not that. I don't even think he made the top 75.
Wow. Let me tell you what he did. He led the defense that was holding teams to 59 points a game. He orchestrated that defense to the point where they were shutting people down in a way that we've never seen before. That was Chauncey Billups Lee as the point guard of that Detroit Pistons team. I mean, they were winning the game scoring 65-70 points.
They had a Ben Wallace. They had a Tayshaun Prince. How are you going to ignore the – what are you saying? Tayshaun Prince.
So we're going to ignore the leader?
No. Can I make this statement? Tayshaun Prince was the guy that was going to defend 1 through 5 for them guys. He was the guy that was defending a Kobe, a LeBron. Ben Wallace won all those defensive player awards. So this leader of Chauncey Billups you're trying to portray him to be, I didn't see it. I'm sorry. He was his name was Big Shot Billups. It wasn't nothing about defense. That's offense. Big Shot Billups. It wasn't nothing to do with defense.
They called him
Deshaun Prince
Billups.
Was there.
They called him
Dead Dennis Rodman at that time.
Jesus Christ. They called him
Big Shot.
No,
I forgot, Kel. It's your show, man. My bad.
They called him Big Shot Billups because when that portion of the game came about, he was the one willing to always take that big shot. Yes, that's true. That was his nickname. But his presence was felt more on the defensive end from like I say, collaborating those guys in a position to where they were making those huge plays. Tayshaun Prince with his block shots, Ben Wallace with his blocks and rebounds and protecting that paint. There was an on-court orchestrator of all of that, and that was Chauncey Billups. Don't forget,
so can you?
Well,
I'm going to need you to really explain what you're saying, because you're saying that Chauncey Billups' voice on defense made these guys make plays, basically. Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm telling you is his leadership as the point guard, putting people in position, not just on the offensive side. Not just, listen to hear. Don't listen to rebut. Just listen to hear for a minute. When he set those guys up on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, a lot of times, Tayshaun Prince didn't know, oh, I got to get in this paint, until he was told, yo, cover the paint. Why? Because Tayshaun was covering a man that didn't have the ball out on the perimeter. It was the leadership that put these guys in the position. Not every time. I'm not saying every time, but enough times. That's
so
what I'm saying.
So you think
that's worthy of the Hall of Fame?
Yes, it is.
No, come on, bro.
Chauncey Billups won a championship, an NBA championship as a player.
One championship, and he had a great team. He wasn't the star on the team. I'm not arguing with you, sis. I'm just saying he wasn't the star on the team. That was a great team. Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Rashid, that was a great team.
The ex-Washington player,
yep.
But go ahead.
That was a great team. So Chauncey Billups didn't earn any Hall of Fame credits because he was the point guard on the team. I mean, that was a great team.
Let me ask you this question, right? Every great team that we've seen assemble had one thing in common, that coach on the floor, that player. Who was the player coach for that
player
team?
So are you saying because he was a player coach, he deserve a Hall of Fame? And is that the criteria?
I'm saying because they accomplished the great feats that we've never seen before and have not seen since. Yes.
You haven't seen
I don't know what you're talking about on that. What is it that Chauncey Billups did that we haven't seen again? That we haven't seen again.
You know what? I just realized y'all need to read some more up on Chauncey Billups, so we're not going to.
No, you want to be right all the time, and when you're wrong, you tell us we're wrong, but we're not.
Okay.
We're not.
Okay.
You're not paying attention. You only hear yourself. You only hear yourself.
You are wrong about Chauncey Billups. You are.
Of course you're going to say that, Kale, because you got
to
be right.
God damn it.
Okay,
moving
on
to the next call.
Ooh, be careful, Kel. Be careful.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Go ahead, man.
How many times has he went up for to be a Hall of Famer?
This is second time.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. That's it. That's enough. They're going to shut the door.
That's the answer right there. Superstars don't go up but one time. They get it the first time.
Okay. if y'all, if that's where y'all stand, that's where you stand. You know what I mean? Like I said, the man led a team that did some things on the defensive side that we've never – look, we got teams scoring 140 points now in the NBA. They weren't doing that against the Detroit Pistons. They weren't doing that against the Detroit Pistons.
The rules changed. They had hands up.
Cool. Like I said, watch Chauncey Billups. Look at his stats, and you'll see for yourself. Let's take another call.
His stats don't speak for nothing. His stats don't speak for nothing. Please don't say his stats. His guys in the NBA are already past his number. Please don't say that. Go look at Kyrie's number. Go look at James Harden's number. Please don't say that man's stats. Please don't.
And when these guys are mentioned, guess whose name they say first? That they're matching.
Not Chauncey.
Chauncey Billups.
No, it's not.
Yes,
nobody ever get compared to Chauncey Billups.
Wow.
Never.
Come on, man.
Nobody
I'm moving on.
Coming out of college don't get compared to no Chauncey Billups.
Okay. I'm moving on, man. Come on, Tang.
Hey, Tang.
Kip, let's call the family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
What is all right,
Tang. What up, man? What up?
What's up, Miss T? Cap.
What's up?
D-Mod.
Hey,
look, Chauncey Billups, man, was a tough dude, though, dog. What else do we have to do to get into the Hall of Fame? I saw him, you know, be a leader at times. I see him, what, he won the championship, what, once or twice? How many times did Trey win it with him?
One.
Okay, well, he got the hard way. Played defense. He played both sides of the court when I watched him play. That's what I see them getting in. The Hall of Fame for. I don't know whatever.
No, you don't.
What you got to do to get into the Hall of Fame?
Come on, Tay. Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Chauncey Billups just for winning one title, and he wasn't the still look. He wasn't the star on the team.
The team was a good team, bro. But it's some people in the Hall of Fame.
It's a whole lot of point guards out there that need to be in the Hall of Fame.
I didn't say that. I named everything on the criteria that he did, and all I'm saying is that. And all I'm saying is that's what they do what else do they have to do? I know.
I always throw the Hall of Fame before those players that stood out in the NBA above other players. Chauncey Billups didn't stand out above none of the stars. Who did he stand out above?
He did.
You put him on another team. Who did he go to?
He left. That's why he was named Big Shot. If he didn't stand out somewhere, he wouldn't have got that name. He was known for hitting clutch shots.
And he left Detroit that had a great team. And where did he go? I think to Denver or somewhere like that. I can't remember.
Denver.
He never won another title. He went to Denver.
Okay, that's cool.
He didn't take them to a title. He didn't take them nowhere, he don't deserve a Hall of Fame right now.
Toronto, Denver, Minnesota, Detroit.
It's a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that don't have rings also. So just saying he got one ring, that's a big accomplishment in the NBA because it's a lot of people that don't have rings in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not going on the ring factor, okay?
No.
I didn't bring up the ring.
I know that. He only got one ring. And you said, do he deserve to be in the Hall of Fame for that? And I'm saying it's guys that don't have a ring in the Hall of Fame. That's
but
all I'm
maybe
saying.
Maybe they have stats. Like Kale just mentioned Detlef Schrempf. Detlef Schrempf was a bad player. He ain't got a ring. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He ain't got a ring.
Okay.
Sean Kemp ain't got a ring.
I
agree with putting him in the Hall of Fame.
And guess what? I didn't say that Detlef Schrempf shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying I believe Chauncey Billups should be in the Hall of Fame if that's what when it's time come up. Now, if they did Denver Shrimp wrong, that I, you know, I don't know nothing about that. But when Chauncey Billups came up,
this is second time up, Tang. This is second
okay,
time
so
up.
Exactly.
Then if he don't get in, then they're going to say, they're going to agree with you. And if he get in, they're going to
agree with
what we're
saying.
15 and 5.
If you go up three times and you don't meet the criteria, do you think what you should do, just keep going? They should just keep putting them up because you only got a certain amount of time that you can go up, that they can put you up.
Exactly. And that's their rule. And I didn't understand that either. If they say that you only get three chances, then that's their rule. It's been like that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make that rule.
Just saying, if he deserved it, don't you think he would have been, they would say like he won vote, he didn't get in.
Hey,
but it wasn't like
that. Let me tell you this. I'm not comparing him to this dude. I'm not comparing him to this dude because this dude should have been in the Hall of Fame on his first ballot, and he didn't. And I loved him when he was with the 49ers. I loved him when he was with the Eagles, and I loved him when he was with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of people that don't make it on their first ballot. What are we really talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Hey, bro.
And then we're
talking about Chauncey Billups.
Tang talking about T.O. It's one thing that we all have to take into consideration, okay? Those Hall of Fame voters, they have teams. And when you are a player that shut the door or shut down their team, this is the only way they can pay you back. This is the only way they can get back at you. But your numbers and your accomplishments are undeniable. They're undeniable. And these guys sometimes look at this dude, remember Skip Bailey said he was team obliterator. Skip Bailey said, and then they won't vote the man in because of that. And if you look at it, T.O.
would
have situations that we all can just about relate to. We all can just about relate to it. There's always been somebody on a job that rubbed us the wrong way. There's always been someone that 8-hour criteria of our day made us have to get along and work along, but that don't mean you like them. You know what I mean? So,
but I'm not a writer, and neither is Nephew. And I agree with Nephew. Chauncey Billups don't deserve to be above some other people in the Hall of Fame right now.
Some other people need to go.
On that list right there, I can't just come off the top of my head and say who, because I don't know I ain't got the sheet in front of you. You got all the player stats in front of you.
Wait a minute.
Do you have the player stats in front of you that you can pull up right now and I can tell you who should be first? We're talking about Chauncey Billups, the list that you brought out, And that's what we responded to, bro.
If you can come out and say that a man doesn't deserve to be on a list, then you should already have who does in your mind. That's all I'm saying. If we can come out to quickly snatch somebody's right away from them, then we should have the ability to name who deserves it. Am I wrong? I don't think so. If I tell you, man, the Hall of Fame is cruddy, they're picking this guy over that guy, I'm going to be able to tell you at least 3 to 4 guys off the top of my head who deserve it. I'm going to be able to. Chauncey Billups is in a position. This is his second chance. And I think that the man should go in. Like I said, he led a defense that has done something that we have never seen done again, didn't see done before. And the record is still being held now to this day. When have we seen anybody held to 59, 60 points? From all positions. And if you want to take it there, yes, you know what? I honestly feel that whole damn Pistons team should be in the Hall of Fame. But if they're going to go one by one, Chauncey Billups is definitely one that you can put in. That's all I'm saying, y'all. That's all. All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
Hang all the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas.
Hey. That wasn't the version I wanted, Trees, but that'll do. It's almost time for college football bowl season. So let's take a close look at each game and try to decide who we think the winners will be. We have the Rose Bowl on January the 2nd at 5 p.m. January the 2nd at 5 p.m. That's number 11 Penn State versus number 8 Utah. Number 11 Penn State versus number eight, Utah. We have the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. That's January the 2nd as well at 1 p.m. We have number 16, Tulane, versus number 10, Southern California. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, December the 31st at 8 p.m. That will be our number 14, Ohio State, versus number 1, Georgia. We have the Herbo Fiesta Bowl, December 31st at 4 p.m. We have number 3, TCU, versus number 2, Michigan. Good game. Sugar Bowl, December 31st at 12. There's number 9, Kansas State, versus number 5, Alabama. And then to round it out, we have the Capital One Orange Bowl, December 30th at 8 p.m., number 7, Clemson, and number 6, Tennessee. Therese, what say you?
It was so many of them on there.
Right.
I like the Michigan game.
Okay.
I'm a Harbaugh fan at heart.
Right.
I like what he brings to the table, the toughness, the mental, everything. I just like what he brings,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
to the table. So I right. think he is their team is going to overcome, especially they got that running game going on. So I think number 2 is going to beat number 3 in that game right there. I got
good.
Michigan.
That's the Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah,
and you're going with Michigan. Okay, I can see that. And Michigan does have a strong run game, so I can see where you're coming from with that. Brother Tang, you with us, brother? I'm at your phone, bro.
Okay, I was about to say the same thing. Unmute yourself, Tang.
My bad, y'all.
No,
My bad. Yeah. I did have it on mute. I didn't want to make a lot of noise in the background.
You canceling out the background noise. I appreciate that. I'd rather say unmute your phone.
But y'all know, like I said, I was going with Michigan also. When we first started out, I said they're going to win the whole thing. And I still believe they're going to win it. They just,
right.
I mean, I know,
what's
the thing?
With Georgia, Ohio?
Georgia. I know Georgia's tough too.
Georgia, Ohio State.
Yeah, I ain't taking nothing from there. Them boys play tough on both sides of the ball, so it's gonna come down to them too. But I got Michigan pulling it out.
Yeah, yeah. That Georgia, Ohio, that's the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. I think Ohio may be outplayed in that game. Georgia, I'm serious, y'all. Watching Georgia this season, mm-hmm. this college football season, they look like a pro team to me.
Yeah.
Yes, to me, they look like a pro team in college gear, for real. Them boys look like they were ready to ball. And not to say that everybody else wasn't, but Georgia really, really, to me, stood out as the cream of the crop. Let's go to Cap. Cap, which bowl game is it that's intriguing you the most?
Oh, I'm with Lady T, that Michigan TCU mm-hmm. joint. That's going to be crazy.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Can I tell you one thing, though, Cam?
What's that?
Oh. That Rose Bowl with the Penn State and Utah, that's going to be an upset. Mm-hmm. Penn State going to win that game.
Yep. Okay. Mm. By what?
Game.
Offense, defense? Mm.
I think the defense. Because the defense has been coming along. And they've been looking amazing. So Utah got to go have their hands full. Now, unless they just come out and just lay a complete egg. And I don't got that happening.
Right. Okay. Come on, 57. Which bowl game is intriguing you?
Thanks, man. I think if sis don't mind, I'm going to disagree with her on the Utah-Penn State. I think Utah is a stronger team than Penn State. But my sentimental favorite is TCU. I would love to see them in the championship game, but I really think Georgia is going to be the team that's going to win it all. I agree with Tang on that. Georgia got a good team.
What is it? Y'all, answer a question for me. What is it about TCU that has them where they are now? You know, You have some pundits talking of TCU and what they're doing, and it's like they're in a can't lose situation.
Right.
So is that just because they're there at the Fiesta Bowl, or do you really see them doing something with Michigan to be victorious? I don't see it. I would like to, and I'm thinking maybe it's, as I explained to y'all before, when it came to TCU, they were a running joke to me. You know,
that joke ended a long time ago, bro. That joke has ended.
On the right day, they can beat anybody out there in the top four on the right day. You know, but they got to have everything clicking because they can score a lot of points. They got a good defense.
They can't make no mistakes.
They can't make no mistakes. They're the Cinderella at the ball, you know.
Right.
And that's why they can't lose. Either way it goes, they've accomplished more than they know. But they've had a good, like Sis said this last, a couple of weeks ago. They've been a good team for like the last 8 or 9 years. Ain't nobody been paying attention to them.
Yeah. Mhm. Mhm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And for them to be in a position that they're in right now is amazing. So they've already won.
Yep.
I mean, I know they know, you know, no mental wins. I mean, you know, all that kind of stuff. But in this case, right? For real though, in this case, it is because they haven't been this far in a long time. I mean, you know, they get here and then they lay egg. Then they get here, they lay egg. It's like now they like, I don't know, Michigan. Y'all gonna have to do something with us this time. But Michigan gonna win.
And remember, they got cheated that one year, sis. That one year they should have been in the top four, and they cheated them out of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just was talking about that not too long ago. Yep.
I know your boy Nick Saban is seething right now because he hates the fact that they're playing in that All-State Sugar Bowl on the 31st of December versus Kansas State because he always feels that his team should be within the top four. But, hey, bro, five is where you made it to this season.
You ain't, I was about to say you ain't make it.
Yep.
You know, five is where you made it, bro. You know,
yeah,
there are no hands out.
Day late, dollar short.
Exactly.
Can I say something if y'all don't mind? This I'm going to say this because I don't want nobody to come after me. This ain't got nothing to do with KL's Corner. This is 57's opinion. When Nick Saban, at the end, when the reporters and everything was trying to come up with everything and every kind of way that Alabama could get back into the top four to play for the championship, I thought about Donald Trump. I'm like, what are they trying to do, find votes?
See, we got to free him. We got to free everything. When he say, can I say something? We need to mute him first, and somebody need to get on the phone and say, what you trying to say? So we can approve it, yes or no. Because that came out of left field right there.
Hey, but now I understand exactly where he went with that. Because if you watch that press conference, it was kind of Trump-ish, if I may say so. It was kind of Trump-ish.
Yeah.
All the reasons and excuses, and they need a recount, and we are Alabama, and Alabama, just because we, the arrogance, that's the word I'm looking
for.
And Nick Saban's approach was kind of Donald Trump. It really and truly was. If you watch that press conference, you understand because, no lie, all jokes aside, when 57 just said that, I was thinking that night when I watched that press, I was like, look at this entitled, arrogant bastard. He is sitting there trying to say the people that have voted and made up these bowl games for season after season are wrong because his team didn't make it in the top four. Come, get out of here.
Yep.
And listen,
and just like
he went so far as to almost say, we're Alabama. Y'all know y'all want to see Alabama.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And the writers was with it. Some of the writers was with it, just like some of the people was with Trump. I'm like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah,
this is
crazy. Yeah. Exactly. I couldn't agree
with
you more. I could not. Hey, privilege. Yeah. Privilege is everything. Yeah, let's move on.
Make me sad. See how you stir up trouble.
My bad.
The Capital One Orange Bowl, December 30th, went between number 7 Clemson and number 6 Tennessee. I think Tennessee is going to upset Clemson. I really believe Tennessee is going to upset Clemson in this game. I watched Tennessee this year, and the way they moved, it was funny to me how they landed at number 6, but the way that they lost the games that they lost, it kind of left you to think, you know, should they really be ranked in the top 10? You know, look at how they're losing, but their numbers put them at 6, so that's where they are. I'm not even going to argue with that, but I believe that is going to be a good game, and I don't know. It seems like Clemson has the weapons that are like kryptonite to Tennessee Superman. Seriously, Clemson runs the ball and passes the ball well. So it's going to be a game where Tennessee can get hit from every angle offensively, that there is to be hit by, the run game and the pass game. So that's going to be a game that is going to, well, it's already piqued my interest, but I'm really going to watch and pay favor to, because I want to see.
Tennessee broke my heart towards the end of the season because of the way they played. I thought they were going to play a lot better than they did because they started out like they were going to be in the top four,
yeah,
and then they just started letting people beat up on them, you know. But how can you not root for a dude named Dabo Sweeney? I mean, that's like your next door neighbor.
Dabo Sweeney.
Your neighbor. Oh, man. You know, I'm with you 100% on that one. It's a few names in college football like that make you say, damn, man, how can I not root for that dude? So, you know,
exactly.
Hey, the bowl season kicks off December 30th. And, hey, listen, enjoy the college football. Remember, these are the best of the best that we will be watching. So, you know, let's give these guys to, even if we feel they don't belong or whatever, you know, let's give them their due props because they're there regardless. All right? 563-999-3782. What's up, big boy? I see you there. We'll be right back, y'all.
My legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk, always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play it raw. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth.
That man would say, I make a bag in my sleep. Post it up like Ali, huh? That's what's up. Lady T.
Lady T, what's up, DMV Cam?
Let me see
Let's
who
see
we
who
got
is.
With us. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Reese, birthday girl. I mean, Reese, goodness gracious. Boy,
I was
going to
say on my birthday.
Reese, you cup. You with me, baby? Okay. Man, take it off
I'm
you, Reese. I can hear you. I can hear you, but
right.
I don't hear you on the studio.
Right.
Hello, hello.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Hear you now, loud and clear. Loud and clear. And that was Tree's
okay.
fault. I messed up. That was Tree's fault, baby. Mima. Mima,
oh,
you
my
here?
Goodness. I'm not playing.
You're not going to play this week, Mima?
Aww.
Oh, boo.
No, because I'm down here. Oh, boo. Send your picks in. Send your picks in then. It's called the Kevin Corner. We
That'll
love
work.
You,
Doug. That'll work. Darius, you with us, D?
Darius, you playing? Unmute yourself.
Yeah, I'm flying.
Okay. 57, you there?
Yeah, I'm playing.
Okay, Cap, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm sending my money now.
All right.
I keep forgetting. I'm sending it right
now.
Right. Cap, you there with us, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right. Big boy. You with us, big boy?
Yo. What's up?
Hey,
what's up,
bro?
What's up?
Ain't nothing. I'm gonna do it for the fun this week.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. I got you. Tree, I'm gonna take care of that. All right.
I got you. It's all good.
All right.
I know what
all
that
means. Right, good luck.
Yeah.
That's that twin power.
Yeah.
That's that twin power
at
action. I'm trying to get
on the
trip out. Oh,
man. It's a beautiful thing.
All right, y'all ready? Here you go. Y'all know we got a nice game coming on tonight with two little teams. Start with J. We got them Jaguars and them Jets. Come on, Tang. Start us off with the Jaguars and Jets for Thursday night kickoff.
Jaguars.
Come on, Reed.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have known that.
Hey, whoever in the mechanic shop, mute your phone. Whoever in the mechanic shop, mute your phone, please.
Not the mechanic shop, though. Come on, 57.
Yeah.
Jaguars.
Betty says Jags. Come on, Darius.
He says Jaguars.
Jags, okay. Come on, Cap.
The cowboy killers, Jaguars.
Uh-uh.
Boom. Boom.
Come on, big boy.
I'm gonna go with Solo. I'm gonna go with Solo on this one. I'm going with the Jets.
Jets, gotcha. All right, come on, Kale.
Yeah, I'm going with the Jets.
J-E-T-S. I'm going J-A-G-S. J. All right, you guys, next game. We're going to try to hurry up so we can do a whole bunch of kick-cat challenge at the end. Falcons versus the Ravens, guys. Falcons versus the Ravens. Betty? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, Falcons versus the Ravens. Got you. I think she missed one. I'm looking at her
we
paper.
Know
she missed one. I got to tell her that. She missed one.
We
yeah,
know
I was looking at her list. But we already know it's going to be Ravens.
Exactly. Ravens
on,
baby. My
exactly.
Baby going Ravens baby. this is a hard one because the Ravens just haven't been doing what I've been expecting them to do. But I'm going to go with the Ravens again to see what's what. All right.
Okay. Tang, how about you?
Atlanta.
Come on, Reed.
Ravens.
Come on, Kat.
Ravens. Must win for the Ravens.
Big boy.
I'm going to go Atlanta on this one.
Darius.
Ravens.
57.
Cardoza. I'm sorry, Falcons.
You can't be here.
You're an ass. He's an ass.
Yes, he is. I'm going Ravens. And look, my Betty just texted him a Ravens baby.
Yeah, I told you.
All right. Lions versus the Panthers. Lions versus the Panthers, you guys. All right, Cap, what we got?
I'm going with the Lions.
Cap.
The Lions.
Okay.
Cap says Lions.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going Lions.
Come on, Darius.
Lions.
57.
Lions.
Reese.
Lions.
Come on, Tang.
Lions.
My baddie says Lions. Kale.
Lions.
I'm going Lions as well. That is our first sweep, you guys. First sweep of the day. Hawks versus the Chiefs, you guys. Hawks versus the Chiefs. I am taking the Chiefs, and they better win. Come on, Reese. Reese, you
got. Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Chiefs. Austin Chiefs. Chiefs got you. Come on, Darius.
What's the thing?
Austin Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Come on, Cap.
Chiefs.
Big boy.
Give me the Chiefs.
It's sitting over there.
Mute your phone, D. 57.
Chiefs.
Come on, Kale.
Chiefs.
Betty says Chiefs. Tang.
Chiefs.
Second sweep.
All right.
So don't nobody believe in the Hawks right now? Okay. They're going to win, watch. They're going to win. All right. Saints, Browns, guys. The Saints and the Browns, you guys. What say you? Come on in here, 57. Saints, Browns.
Browns.
Come on, Darius.
Browns.
Come on, big boy.
Browns.
Come on, Cap.
Browns.
Come on, Ree.
Browns.
Come on, Tang. Oh, ain't nobody trying to lose today.
Saints.
Saints, gotcha. Come on, Kale.
Saints.
I'm going Browns. Did I get everybody? Betty says Browns. Browns. And look. I'm looking at her paper, too, and at the top, the very top, it says Ravens, baby. Okay. I just had to throw that out there. Texans versus the Titans, you guys. Texans versus the Titans. And this is a division game. So it is going to mean something. This going, I mean, even though the Texans ain't but one, I think they won only one game, one or two games. But it still means something for the Titans. So, what I'm going Titans. What say you, Kale?
Titans.
What say you, Ree?
Titans.
Come on, Tang.
Titans. And look, can I make a change real fast?
You can do it at the end.
I won't go. Okay.
Which one?
The Panthers game. Just change me to the Panthers.
All right.
Who?
He changed it from the Lions to the Panthers.
Wow.
All right. Where we at? So, Cavs, we Texas Titans, division game.
I'm going to go with Texas.
Texas.
Come on, big boy.
Titans.
Come on, Darius.
Tennessee.
57.
Texas.
Betty says Titans. Did I get everybody? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bengals versus the Patriots, you guys. Bengals versus the Patriots. This is, yeah, Bengals, yeah. And this game is in New England. Yep, New England. Let's see. Come on, big boy, start us off.
Bengals.
Okay. Come on, Cat.
Bengals.
57.
Bengals.
Darius.
Patriots.
Chang.
Bengals.
Reese.
Bengals.
Kale.
Bengals.
I'm going Patriots. All right. Did I get everybody except for Betty? Betty is going Bengals. All right. Giants versus the Vikings. Giants versus the Vikings. This game is in Minnesota. Minnesota. All right. Come on, Tang.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Come on, Cam.
Which referee is going to be here for real?
Oh, shoot. I'm going
Vikings. I'm going Vikings.
Okay. Come on, Ree.
Vikings.
Come on, big boy.
Vikings.
Come on, Cat.
Vikings.
Don't nobody believe in the Giants? Come on, Derry.
Giant.
Uh-oh, I spoke too soon. Come on, 57.
Giants.
Oh.
Giants.
I thought I was going to be the only one. All right. Giants for me. All right, Bills versus the Bears. This game is in Chicago, guys. Bills.
My bad.
I'm sorry, I missed you. Oh, my bad. She went with Vikings. Sorry. She's taking the Vikings.
Okay.
Did I get everybody?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Bills versus the Bears, you guys. Bills versus the Bears in this game. And it's in Chicago. Okay? It's in Chicago. And my Betty is taking the Bills. 57, what say you?
Bills.
Darius?
Bills.
Cat?
Bills.
Big Boy.
Bills.
Same.
Bills.
Reese.
Bills.
Kale.
Bills.
I'm going Bills as well. All right, that's another sweep. I take that other sweep off because Payne went with the Panthers. So that's our second sweep. All right, you guys. This is probably going to be the game that everybody is talking about. They probably going to be talking about it in their sleep tonight.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Can't wait for Sunday like me. They can't wait for Sunday like him. They can't wait for Sunday. So.
Saturday.
I'm going to say Saturday. Yeah. Can't wait for Saturday for this game of the week. That's my my little thing making me say week like that. Okay, but anyway, my sound effects. Washington.
Yeah, that's how the game going to be. Week.
Ooh. I'm going to ignore him. Washington versus the 49ers. The game of the week, baby, because my name is in it. 49er, honey. Okay? All right. I'm just going to go ahead and put 49ers for me. I'm just going to go ahead and put Washington for Kale. Not even calling his name. Come on, Tank. Come on, Reese, because I come back. Come on, Reese.
Washington.
Come on, Darius.
49ers.
Come on, Cap.
49ers.
Tang, you ready? Unmute yourself. Alan over here. Come on, big boy.
Washington.
Oh, yeah, I should just put Washington for you, too. Come on, 57.
Let me throw some mud in the game. Washington.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Nah, come on, 57.
That's right.
Damn.
Oh, he's
playing
Washington.
For free.
Betty says Washington. Hey, Darius, ain't your father would he unmute his phone?
We right here, Ma. Hold on, go ahead.
Hold on, Ma.
Who y'all say? I'm sorry.
Washington and 49ers.
Oh, man, this show going to be tough, man.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Especially if they didn't win.
Come on,
you're
the last one. Bring it.
Come on.
Come on, let me play at
49. Come on. Good to do. There's the dude with the tattoo.
No, they're not.
Are you saying? What you saying?
Say it again.
You said Commanders.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
You said Commanders.
Everybody was talking at the same time. I didn't hear you. My bad. Calm down, y'all.
My bad. That was
everybody
hold on
to their shirt. Hold on to y'all's shirt. I didn't hear. My Betty goes Washington as usual. All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is a division game right here, and it do not mean anything, but it do mean something because it's a division game. So, Eagles versus the Cowboys, you guys. Eagles versus the Cowboys. Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the boys.
Let me
go
back.
Nah, I'm
going
to go with the boys. Yeah.
But Tang, I'm going to put the boys for you, too. Come on, Reed.
Pops got Cowboys.
I know. You say what, Reed?
Eagles.
All right. Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go Eagles.
Come on, Cat.
Minshew ain't doing much. I'm going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, I know Hurt not playing. Hurts.
Yeah, I was going to add that. Come on, Daddy. I know Hurt not playing. But go ahead. I'm on my business.
Cowboys.
Come on, 57.
Cowboys.
What's it we got? Betty says Eagles.
They ain't playing, but the Eagles got a defense, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, but they're going to get tired of them 3-0.
Yeah, they do. I'm going Cowboys.
Where they playing that, Trish?
Texas.
Trish, they're playing in Dallas, right?
Texas. It's in Dallas.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm good.
This game
is
Dallas. Who want change?
Hey, look, I'm staying with the Eagles. So,
Reese, you want to change from Eagles to Cowboys? I want to be sure.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. And then that big boy say he's staying. Okay. Packers versus the Dolphins, guys. Packers versus the Dolphins. Not too many division games this week. It's going to be next week and the week after. It's all the division games come up. So right now it's the we're doing the Raiders versus the Steelers. I'm sorry. Raiders versus the Steelers, you guys. And this game is in Pittsburgh. 57, you want me to put you down for the Steelers?
Yeah, rest in paradise, Franco Harris.
No doubt. No doubt. I meant to say that.
No doubt.
But no doubt. No doubt.
Somebody else passed away, too. Ronnie Tillman. Rest in peace to him, too. He was battling cancer.
Yeah.
He's only 31.
Young man.
Yep. Come on, Darius. He won a Super Bowl, though.
I'm going. Give me Raiders.
Okay. Come on, Cat.
Oh, man. Let's see. Pickett's starting, so I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Come on, big boy.
I don't understand that right there.
Raiders and
we'll talk about it in a minute. Oh, write it down.
Raiders in Pittsburgh.
Mental note.
Oh, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Big boy, you say what?
Pittsburgh,
okay. I got you. Come on, Tang.
Raiders.
Reese.
Raiders.
Kale.
Raiders.
Come on, Betty. Let me see what she's taking. Steelers. I am taking the Raiders. All right, you guys. Packers versus the Dolphins. Packers versus the Dolphins. This game is in Miami. Miami. That's how you got to say it if you live in Miami. You got to say Miami. Come on, Ree.
Dolphins.
Gotcha. Come on, Tang.
Miami.
Come on, Cat.
I'm going to go with, boy, that's a tough one. Man, they lost a bunch of notes. I'll check the Dolphins out, see what they do.
I know that's right. Come on, big boy.
Dolphins.
There he is.
Dolphins.
Come on, 57.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I think I might check out the Dolphins, too, see what's happening.
Benny is taking Dolphins. Come on, Kale.
I'm going Green Bay. I'm going Green Bay.
Me too. All right.
No way.
Broncos versus the Rams. This game should be in the trade, but
right.
Broncos versus the Rams. This game is in L.A. Okay? This game is in L.A. I'm going to throw a coin up, and I'm going to pick Broncos, guys. 57, what can I say? I'm gonna check.
I'm gonna
see what they do, Broncos.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what they do. I'm gonna check them out.
See what's happening. Yeah, I'm going. I'm going. Come on, 57. Since you're talking, come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Broncos too, sis. I'm gonna check out the Broncos. Yeah, couple steady.
He's having funny cat. Come on, cat.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing, Broncos.
All right, I got you. Come on, Darius. Darius. Come
Rams,
on, big boy.
My bad.
Rams. Oh, Rams, got you.
Yeah, I'm going
Come on,
the
big
Rams.
Boy.
Rams.
You going Rams, too?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is a toss-up game. Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Rams also.
Come on, Reese. Mom Betty says Broncos. Come on, Kale. We'll wait for Reese.
Rams. Rams.
Come on, Miss Reese. Bring us all up.
The Rams?
Huh? Rams. Got you.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you. Did I get everybody? I got everybody. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move mm-hmm. right along to the Sunday night game. This is the only game that will be played. The only game. Okay? All eyes on the Bucs and the Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals, that is. That's where we're going to be playing at. Okay? Y'all keep that in mind. We're playing in Arizona. The Bucs versus the Cardinals. Okay? Come on, Darius, start us out.
I'm going to go Bucks 21.
No, that's the
next
game.
No, you don't need
the
score.
Game.
That's the next.
Oh, okay.
That's
the
next.
I'm going Bucks. I'm going Bucks.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, Cap.
I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Come on, big boy.
We'll go with the Bucks.
Come on, 57.
Tampa Bay.
All right. Come on. Let me see. My Betty says Bucks. Shane, what say you?
Bucks.
Okay. Come on, Reese. Kale.
Bucks.
So that is another sweep that we have, you guys. That is another sweep. Okay, so we got three sweeps so far. Three. One, two, three. So that's three games that don't matter. Okay, guys? Chargers versus the Colts. Now, listen up. Do what Darius just tried to do. I need a score. Okay? I need a score. Which I think who's going to win. Chargers versus the Colts. Come on, 57. I hear you back there.
Who is it? Chargers and who?
Colts.
Oh, dang. Chargers. Chargers 26. Colts 12.
Chargers 27-17. Darius.
Colts. 30-25.
Come on, Cat.
I'll go 31-20 Chargers.
Okay, come on, big boy.
I go 23-14 Colts.
Come on, Kane.
I'm going 28. No. 29-23 Colts.
Come on, Ree.
The Chargers. 20-13.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good number. Come on,
Kale. I'm going Chargers 21-12.
Hold on, I think somebody said that. Hold on. Oh, no,
I said 26-12.
He said 26-12. Yeah. Okay, I got y'all. Yeah. I'm going Chargers, and I am going 21-17. Did you go 21-17? No. I got 21-17.
No.
All right. So listen, guys. Listen. If you guys are playing $MAMABOSS, the number sign 5. If you see Treetop, that is me. $5 each a week. And whoever wins gets the kitty. If you're not just playing just for fun and you win, you'll be just winning for bragging rights. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But the kitty would go to the next person who actually won. Okay? So that's how the game is.
Hey, Tree, what was Cap's score? 31-20 what?
Huh? Just 31-20.
Cap, 31-20? Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I missed that one.
So listen, guys, if y'all want to follow along, just let me know. If y'all want to play, have your money in before kickoff tonight between the Jags and the Jets. Congratulations to Darius. He's our week 15 winner. We are looking for a new week 16 winner. We don't want him to win this week, so I need everybody, y'all schools, right? These are gold for this week. I want somebody, I ain't calling Dirty's name, okay? Nah. Let's get
damn
it.
Damn. You can't win.
I mean, even if he wins,
I'm going to call his name, but I don't want to.
Right. Understood.
I'm going to be
here. No beef with that. I get where you're talking about. And I'm pretty sure he does, too. All right, y'all. I want to play one song out of the Christmas realm, if you guys don't mind. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back and we'll discuss these games. That song was for you, Tree, because don't blame it on the injuries.
Don't blame it on your quarterback. Don't blame it on your wide receiver. Blame it on
blame it on
Washington. No, blame it on Washington. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell y'all, it's going to be a lot of good football this week. So, you know, hey, get yourself ready for week 16, man. Get yourself ready, you know. We just start tonight with this Jets and this Jaguars. The Jags have been, as my grandmother would say, playing beside themselves. You know what I'm talking about? These Rams, hey, they 6-8, but they feel like they more than 6-8. You know what I mean? They playing with a soul of like these Jets, 7-7. You know, they look like, hey, the world is their oyster, and they about to crack that shell. You know what I'm saying? So, though I picked the Jets tonight because I'm going with the more experience, this is one that I'm going to observe closely, because if the Jags pull this out, it won't be a surprise or a miracle to me. What say you, sir?
Right. Now, I'm with that. I'm with that. That's another game that can go either way. Like, I'm rooting for Salah. I really am. I'm rooting for him, and I want him to make, you know, all the right moves and do all the right things. I want him to win, but I don't think he's going to win this game. I don't.
Right. anybody else?
Did
the Jags win last week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who they beat? Who they play?
Come on,
who
take
the
Jags out.
Huh?
They beat the Cowboys.
They beat who?
he knew
Cowboys.
That.
Oh,
know.
They beat the
that's
Cowboys.
Why, though. That's why I answered
they
that phone,
the,
bro.
They beat the team you picked.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Kane. I won't just saying that because you was on the phone and your team getting close to the playoffs and they beginning to do everything that they normally do. That ain't why I brought that up.
You got it.
That's fine.
Hey, but you know what, y'all? I'm going to say this, and they got Kansas City winning versus the Seahawks. The way the Kansas City has been playing as of late, the Seahawks can. I'm not saying the Seahawks will. But they can get these guys the way that Kansas City has been playing as of late, because Kansas City has not been playing like the Kansas City we all know and love.
Mm-hmm.
They really haven't. And Pro Football Talk has it, Kansas City 38 and the Seahawks 30. If the Seahawks can reach 30, I think their defense can do enough to hold Kansas City. That's just me.
You want me to switch your score?
I'm not. No. 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 But what I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised if the opposite it turns out to be the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I would not be surprised.
Kale said,
let's
not go that far now.
Yeah.
This is my
belief. Yeah. Let's look at Cincinnati. I really think they're gonna handle New England, seriously. That young quarterback, man, with Cincinnati, Joe, he's playing ahead of his time and out of this world. Now they have Pro Football Talk has the Houston Texans beating the Tennessee Titans by a score of 20-19. Now, the Texans right now are 1-12-1. I don't think the Texans got anything for Tennessee at all, especially if Tennessee is able to get Derrick Henry Big K in the moving. For real. For
there
real.
You
if
go. Right there.
If they don't make a way for that Houston Texans defensive line to get in the backfield. See, because the key to stopping Derrick Henry is to make him go chop, chop, left, right, chop, chop, left, right as soon as he's handed the ball. But if he gets that ball and he goes straight downhill, you're not stopping him. You're not. You're not. I don't care what you bring or who you got. You're not stopping him. So, and I haven't seen, judging by this 1-12-1 record, it looks as if teams have been able to do just about whatever they want to do when they come to this Houston Texans team. So I don't have them doing anything spectacular versus this Titans team. And that's just me. Again, that's just me. But, again,
well,
that's
I feel
what I
like what you just said is true, Kale. But Titans only got one bullet in their gun, and that's this Derrick Henry, and everybody done figured it out. You know, when you get down to the playoffs, you got to get close to the playoffs. You got to have more than one weapon. And like you said, they got him going left and right. If he busts up the middle on you, he might run and take it for a touchdown. But that's all they got now. I don't think the Titans going to be in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to even make the playoffs.
No.
It's just tough.
Okay, that's cool.
Well,
that's
they still division ain't all that, man. They got the end of the they might fake it because they got the Titans, the Texans, the Colts, and the Jaguars in their division.
Mm.
I ain't said nobody. Yeah. I ain't said nobody that stuck out. Like, I mean, the Jaguars, they all right. But I mean, who knows?
And
the Jags really,
they are. Only eye of recent attempt. They had their time when they were poo poo. You know.
I just think the Titans gonna beat themselves. I don't think it's that anybody in their division is that much better than them. Just the way I've been watching them lately, they've been making kind of if Derrick Henry is not running the ball like you said, Kel, then they're making mistakes with the quarterback trying to throw the ball. You know, a lot of penalties. I don't, you know, if they don't straighten that out, I don't see them going to the playoffs. It's, you know, that's the only reason why
I
feel that way.
The Titans.
They
number one in their division. So they, I mean, they 7-7 right now. So they number one in their division.
Right.
So, you know, somebody got to go from the division. So they're going to go with a 7-something record or 8-9 record or something like that. It's going to go something stupid. And they're going to get in.
Yeah.
Because the Jaguars are the only closest next team to them that can catch them in their division because they 6-8.
I think the Jaguars going to catch them.
Yeah, they better hurry up.
I think
they're
going to pass
them. Games left. They better hurry up.
Yeah.
They beat the guys supposed to be the second baddest guys on the block last week.
You know what? I ain't messing with you.
I mean, Dallas supposed to be there. That's what all they've been talking about. Dallas, San Francisco, and Philadelphia and Kansas City. That's all we've been hearing all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So far.
But you know what? If Dallas was 1-12, we'd still be hearing about Dallas. That's just how they do with them.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
That's still how they do with them.
He's
now,
keep them relevant.
Pro Football Focus has Pittsburgh ahead 24-20 on the Raiders. Both of you guys are at a 6-8 record, but they're giving you guys the go ahead on this one for whatever reason.
We're finding ourselves. We're finding what we got.
Trubisky. Pickett
that's the only
playing,
problem
right
there. But I think Pickett's supposed to be back this week. He was in concussion protocol.
Right.
I don't think nothing about him that's amazing for me. Like, everybody's like, pick it in. Let's get
He's better than Trubisky. Yes.
Okay.
He's a lot better than, and he's still a rookie, sis. He's still learning, so you can see that that's the upside right there. Yeah, but he's still better than Trubisky.
Even with the small sample size that we've seen, his decision-making, his accuracy, his velocity on the football, it's all better than Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky can throw a good ball if the player he's throwing to is completely open and nobody is around. And it has to be a mistake somewhere in the defense for a Mitchell Trubisky pass to look good. Pickett, his passes look good whether it's somebody right on that player or not. He puts the ball in a place where only his wide receiver, tight end, running back, et cetera, can catch it. And that's better quarterback play. That's safer quarterback play. I would go with Pickett over Trubisky any day. Now, Miami, they're giving Miami a 27-24 lead over the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to go through these real quick. Denver has a 20-13 lead over the Los Angeles Rams. Tampa Bay has a 23-9 lead over the Cardinals. And Monday night, they're going to Chargers with a 23-17 lead over the Colts. That will be our Week 16 NFL. I hope you all are satisfied with your picks that you made, get you what you want. Lady T, it's on you.
Darius, you want to have the last word about your pick?
Darius is gone.
Okay. Darius gone. Well, he wanted everybody to send in their one pick so he can do the FanDuel pick with his winnings from last week. But he's hung up already, so. Oh, he's here. Come on. What do you want to say? Hurry up, last word. They can hear you.
I was talking about the touchdown picks.
Yeah.
I just wanted everybody to pick one person to score a touchdown so I can put it in there for the FanDuel with the winnings I got last week.
Brian Robinson.
So you can just pick one. You got Brian Robinson.
I'm writing it down.
And you can just go down the list with everybody. Everybody just pick one person to score a touchdown this week.
Come on, Cap. Pick one person to score a touchdown.
Cap gone too.
Okay. Who online?
Hold on. I'm going to say Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams.
Okay.
I got you.
Tang. Come on, Tang.
Pollard.
Okay.
I'm going Kittle.
Yo, what's up? Najee Harris.
Okay. Reese, give us somebody, Reese.
Come on, Reese.
Terry McLaurin. She's going to go Terry McLaurin.
Okay.
Meemaw, you got somebody in mind, Meemaw?
All right.
She got anybody?
Go ahead, you good. Come on, Trace. Oh, my goodness. So I'd like to say Kelly Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. Kale MST would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Log into log into blogtalkradio.com/UKLMcLean and listen to the broadcast there. We love you guys. Stay safe and enjoy your week. All of the sports. Kel.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everyone. And guess what, y'all? The beauty of Christmas, if you love them, you've already shown them all year. Please, y'all, please, spend responsibly, spend wisely and happily. Christmas is one day. We have to survive the 26th, 27th, on and so on and so on. All right? All right. So we say Merry Christmas from Kale's Corner. We love you guys. And we'll talk to you guys later. All right.
The Lord is
come. Let her receive her King.